With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni. Today in Talking Travel, we'll be taking you to Australia. What to know? Australia is both a continent and a country, surrounded by the Pacific and Indian Oceans. It's over 7.5 million square kilometers, bigger than the entirety of the EU countries put together. 23 million people live in Australia, and thousands visit there every year. It's the sixth largest country in the world in terms of area, with 91% of it being vegetation. There's also a staggering 9,400 miles of desert called the Outback, with only 3% of the population living in such a massive space. 80% of Australians live within 100 kilometers of the coast, with many of the large cities being right by the sea, so there's always time to make it to the beach. Australia is huge, so ask yourself, what do I want to see on my trip? Do you want beaches or outback? Cities or the open road? Adventure or relaxation? Wherever you go, there's likely to be a lot of traveling involved, so plan ahead to make sure you manage to do everything you want. What to do? In Australia, there is so much to do it can be difficult to decide where to start. From the beautiful parks like the Royal Botanic Gardens, stunning beaches like Coral Bay or Cable Beach, to historic markets such as the Queen Victoria Market in Melbourne or the Salamanca Markets in Hobart. There are also some fantastic tours you can take of cities or surrounding areas, seeing the country the way the locals do. What to see? Australia is more famous for its wildlife than any other country. There are dozens of zoos and wildlife sanctuaries, such as the Wildlife Sydney and Melbourne Zoo. One of the best places to see the oh-so-famous kangaroos is, unsurprisingly, Kangaroo Island, just south of Adelaide. There are also dozens of tourist destinations, the most famous, of course, being the Sydney Opera House. And not to forget one of the wonders of the natural world that is leaving us very soon, the unforgettable Great Barrier Reef. When to go? October to November or April to May are the best times to visit, without the staggering heat of the summer or the torrential rain that comes with storms. So what are you waiting for? Pack your sunscreen and get out there. With Talking Travel, I'm Filippo Cartoni.